Hi everyone, my name is Tat Young Ko and I'm on the Windows Azure marketing team. Today I'm going to show you how you can use Windows Azure Media Services with Visual Studio. Let's get started.
I'm going to show you how you can use Windows Azure Media Services to quickly upload, encode, and package a video. So for today's demo, we're going to make use of a feature called dynamic packaging, and this allows you to dynamically package the video file into different formats on the fly. So to start off, here you can see my Windows Azure Media Services account. I've just created this account within the Windows Azure portal. And if we look under content, right now you can see that I have no content, but we're going to change that in a sec. So go into Visual Studio. I'm going to show you how you're going to be able to actually do this. So as you can see right now, we have 6 different steps to achieve this, and I'm going to get to that in a bit. So to start off, if you were to create a new project, and we'll create a simple console app for this, the first thing you want to do is to import references. And if you search for Windows Azure Media Services, you see that we have these SDK extensions. And so if you look at this one, this is a package that was released by one of our partners, SOFWERKS, and it's built on top of our own Windows Azure Media Services .NET SDK. So for the purposes of this demo, I already have this installed, but you can easily do it here. So going back to the initial project that I had open, here again we see the 6 steps. So I'm going to take you through each one of this. So the first step that we have here is to connect to Windows Azure. And for this demo, I'll be using code snippets. So here you see, this is the account name and account key. Going back to the portal, you can see that you can get those here. So account name, account key. And for this, I'm going to resolve the namespace. So now you can see we're using the Media Services DLL. So the next step is to upload the video. Here you can see that I'm pointing to a Windows media video file on my video file on my local machine. And for encryption options, we choose none, but you could easily choose something like common encryption for storage protection. The next step is to do the actual encoding. So here again, now you can see this is the code that defines the encoding job. This is where we'll tell the virtual machine what to do. Here we're using Windows Azure Media Encoder. That's the encoding preset. This means I want a adaptive bitrate MP4 at 720p. And these are task presets. So you notice that right within Visual Studio, you could actually browse the Windows Azure website to look up the documentation. So for example, you could look at the different H.264 coding standards. Here we're going to name the file multi-bitrate asset output. And again, we're saying that we don't need any kind of storage encryption. Then finally, we'll submit the job. The next step is to actually track the progress of the job itself. This is fairly straightforward. Resolving the namespace again. After that, we'll define the output asset, and this is the output from our job. So we're taking the output from the job itself, and that's what we have here. And finally, we'll do the dynamic packaging. So first, we'll create a locator. This points the media server to where the MP4 file is. And then we'll do the dynamic packaging into other adaptive streaming formats. So as you can see here, we have the different formats. And one important thing to note is that we can define how long the locator will have access to the file. So here we have 30 days, This is important because, for example, if you want to have a contract with the studio for 1 year for a video, you can define that. So next step is simple, it's the URLs, and we're just going to print that out. And if we want to stream smooth streaming format, we use this URL, the one that we're going to get in a second. So the origin server takes care of the packaging for you dynamically. So in 6 steps, we have dynamic packaging. Now we can run this. So now that the job is done, we have the different URLs for each of the different formats. Smooth Streaming, HLS, and MPEG Dash. So going back to the Windows Azure portal, let's look at the content that we have now. So as you can see, we have the Azure video file that I uploaded, as well as the multi-bitrate asset output file that I encoded and named. Let's take a look at the origins. You'll see that I have an origin server running. So going back to this, we can copy this URL. So here's an app that we have for this on Windows Azure. And as you can see, we're now streaming this video in smooth format.
I hope you found this demo on Windows Azure Media Services and Visual Studio useful. You can sign up for a free trial of Windows Azure at windowsazure.com and try it out today. Thanks for watching.